Good evening, everyone. Bonsoir à tous. Conformément au règlement 27-12, je déclare la présente séance spéciale de le 27 juillet ouverte. Il y a des copies de l'ordre du jour sur ta chaise. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In accordance with Point Claire bylaw 2712, I declare the meeting, a special meeting of July 27th, open. You've received copies of the agenda on your chair. OK, chers citoyens, bienvenue à cette séance extraordinaire du Conseil municipal du 27 juillet 2021 en présence des citoyens et avec les membres du Conseil dans la salle. Dans le respect des consignes sanitaires décrétées par le gouvernement du Québec, 11 personnes peuvent assister à la séance dans la salle. Dans le contexte des séances publiques du Conseil municipal, nous devons respecter le décret 885 de 2021 qui demande de garder une distance de 2 mètres entre les personnes. Nous continuons de prendre vos questions par écrit avec le formulaire qui se trouve sur le site web de la ville. Vous avez jusqu'à midi le jour de la séance pour le remplir. Dear citizens, welcome to July 27, 2021, extraordinary meeting of City Council with members of the public and council members in the room. In compliance with the health regulations set out by the Quebec government, 11 people can attend the meeting in the room. In the context of City Council's public meetings, we must respect the order in Council 885-2021, which requires maintaining a 2-meter distance between people attending the meeting. We continue to take your questions in writing sent to us on the web form on the city website. You have until noon on the day of the meeting to complete it. Avant de débuter la séance, permettez-moi de faire une mise au jour concernant la transaction de baptisement de YMCA à la ville de Pointe-Claire, le point 2001 de l'ordre du jour. Comme mentionné lors de la dernière séance de conseil, nous sommes en démarche avec le YMCA de Québec depuis décembre en vue de créer un partenariat gagnant-gagnant. Le YMCA contribue activement au bien-être de notre population et de toute la communauté de l'Ouest de l'île depuis plus de 33 ans. Notre objectif commun est de préserver la vocation communautaire et récréative du site et d'offrir une programmation diversifiée. Cet partenariat permettra au YMCA de poursuivre son impact positif dans notre communauté avec leur programmation communautaire et une offre d'activité physique. Pour la ville, l'achat de bâtiments vise à répondre à l'évaluation des besoins de vie active de notre communauté. Celle-ci s'inscrit dans un contexte où des investissements majeurs sont déjà prévus dans notre planification stratégique et planifiés à moyen terme dans nos programmes triennaux d'immobilisation depuis 2018 pour améliorer nos installations existantes au centre aquatique et à l'aréna. Ce nouveau bâtiment municipal nous permettra de réaliser plus rapidement une partie de cette bonification de notre offre de services à toute notre communauté et notamment à la population dans le secteur nord de la ville, tout en respectant le cadre financier déjà prévu pour l'ensemble de notre planification. Le 22 juillet dernier, avant lieu, l'Assemblée de la YMCA du Québec et les membres partenariats ont voté en faveur de la vente de bâtiments de YMCA Ouest-de-Île à la ville de Pointe-Claire. Ce soir, le conseil municipal rend sa décision concernant la transaction immobilière de bâtiments de YMCA situé au 230 Boulevard Brunswick et une entente de partenariat. Voici les grandes lignes de cette entente. La ville sera le principal fournisseur de services. Le bâtiment de 2 étages et de plus de 6000 m² comprend un bassin aquatique, un gymnasium, 2 studios, des salles d'entraînement et de musculation, 2 terrains de squash, une piste de course intérieure, plusieurs vestiaires, des salles d'activité et espaces extérieurs aménagés. Ce nouveau bâtiment municipal offrira des espaces de location au YMCA pour les installations suivantes, selon certaines plages horaires, bassin aquatique, gymnase, studio, locaux pour les activités communautaires et bureau administratif. Il s'agit d'une attente de 10 ans. Les logos de la ville de Pointe-Claire et du YMCA seront affichés tout au long du partenariat. La vente incluant tous les meubles, équipements et accessoires appartenant au YMCA pour un montant de 9 millions. Si le projet est approuvé ce soir, le échéancier prévoit la préparation de suite du site, les travaux, l'élaboration de la programmation et le recrutement le mois d'août. Au printemps 2022, nous planifions d'ouvrir du gymnase, des salles d'entraînement et de musculation, ainsi que de besoins bassins aquatiques. La programmation sera bonifiée en continu. Le service de la culture, du sport et de loisirs et du développement communautaire travaillera avec le YMCA pour définir une programmation diversifiée et complémentaire. L'achat de bâtiments de YMCA de l'Ouest-Île permettra à la ville de Pointe-Claire d'ajouter des infrastructures de loisirs adaptées aux besoins de la vie active de la population, de bonifier, enrichir et diversifier l'offre de services municipaux à la communauté, de conserver la vocation communautaire de sport et de loisirs du site en partenariat avec le YMCA Ouest-Île et de contribuer au bien-être des citoyens de la ville de Pointe-Claire. Dans le respect de chaque des étapes, le conseil d'administration de YMCA et les membres partenariats ont approuvé la vente à la ville de Pointe-Claire de l'immeuble composé de le lot numéro 2527366 d'une superficie de 8918.2 m², ainsi que le bâtiment de 230 Boulevard Brunswick de 6015.6 m². Le conseil municipal doit voter ce soir afin d'autoriser la transaction entre le YMCA du Québec et la ville de Pointe-Claire pour un montant de 9 millions et une entente de partenariat. Il est à noter que le financement pour l'acquisition de bâtiments se ferait par une réserve créée avec le surplus de l'exercice financier en 2020. La réserve qui sera à cet achat sera reconstituée en priorité avec l'accident de l'exercice financier 2021 et des années suivantes si nécessaire. Le montant devra également être inscrit au programme triennal d'immobilisation 2022-2023-2024 pour des travaux et être réalisé à cet immeuble. Cette transaction s'inscrit dans le cadre financier prévu dans le respect de la capacité de payer des contribuables de Pointe-Claire. Before starting the meeting, I would like to give you an update on the sale of the YMC building to the City of Pointe-Claire, point 2001 on the agenda. As mentioned at the last council meeting, since last December, we have been in a process with the Quebec YMCA to create a win-win partnership. The YMCA has been actively contributing to the well-being of our population and the entire West Island community for over 33 years. This is a natural partnership for both the city and the YMCA since we share a common goal of preserving the community and recreational vocation of this site and offering diverse programming. This partnership will allow the YMCA to pursue its positive impact in our community through its community programs and some fitness activities. For the city, the purchase of the YMCA building is designed to respond to our community's changing needs in terms of active living in a context where major investments were already planned in the medium term in the 2018 three-year capital investment program to improve our existing facilities at the Aquatic Center and the arena. This new municipal building will allow us to improve our service offer to the entire community more quickly, particularly the population in the city's north sector, while respecting the financial framework set out for the overall planning. On July 22nd, the Assembly of the Quebec YMCAs was held, and the partner members of the YMCA voted in favor of the sale of the West Island YMCA building to the city of Pointe Claire. This evening, City Council will render its decision regarding the sale of the YMCA building located at 230 Brunswick Boulevard and a partnership agreement. Here is the outline of the agreements. The city will be the principal server provider. The two-story building with an area of just over 6,000 square meters, including a pool, a double gymnasium, two studios, fitness, weight rooms, and two squash courts, an indoor jogging track, activity rooms, several changing rooms, as well as adjacent outdoor facilities. This new municipal building will offer rental space to the YMCA for the following facilities for certain time slots: pool, gymnasium, rooms for community activities, and administrative offices. This is a 10-year agreement. The City of Pointe Claire logos and the YMCA will be displayed outside and inside the building throughout the partnership. The sale will include all movable property, equipment, and accessories belonging to the YMCA in the amount of $9 million. If the project is approved this evening, the preliminary scheduling will include preparing the site, the work, programming development, and recruitment starting in August. As of spring 2022, we plan to open the gym, the fitness and weight room, and the aquatic basin. Programming will be continuously improved. The Cultural Sports and Leisure and Community Development Department will work in collaboration with the YMCA to define diversified and complementary programming. The purchase of the West Island YMCA building will allow the city of Pointe Claire to add leisure infrastructure adapted to the population's active living needs, enhance, enrich, and diversify the city's service offer to the community, maintain the community sport and leisure vocation of the site in partnership with the West Island YMCA, contributing to the well-being of the citizens of Pointe Claire. While respecting every step, the YMCA boards of directors and partner members approved the sale to the city of Pointe Claire of the building designated as Lot 2527366 with an area of 8,918.2 square meters, as well as two-story building located on it at 230 Brunswick Boulevard with an area of 6,115.6 square meters. This evening, City Council will vote on authorizing the transaction between the Quebec YMCA and the City of Pointe Claire in the amount of $9 million and authorizing the agreement established between the two parties. Note that the acquisition of the West Island YMCA building will be directly financed by the reserve that was created with the surplus from 2020 financial year. The reserve that will be used to acquire the building will be replenished as a priority with the surplus from 2021 financial year and the following years if necessary. An amount will also have to be included in the 2022, 2023, and 2024 three-year capital investment plan for the work to be carried out on this building. This transaction is part of the established financial framework and respects our taxpayers' ability to pay. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go to the agenda, Madame Maître Thibault.
1.01, l'ordre du jour approved the agenda, no change.
No change.
Aucun changement ce soir.
Can I have somebody move and second the 0101, please?
Proposé par le conseiller Cousineau.
Seconded by Pat Bissonnette, District 2.
All in favor? Any objections?
Mr. Mayor, I object. I believe that item 2001 ought to have been deferred to the next regular meeting in August.
Point noted. Thank you. Taking note, Mr. Cibo, merci. We will now go to a question period 05.
Linda DeWitt.
Just a second, please, Madame DeWitt. Madame Thibault.
La période de questions. Alors, je vais donner quelques consignes vu la situation. La période de questions, pour assurer le bon déroulement de la période de questions, nous vous remercions de respecter les consignes suivantes. Une personne à la fois au micro. Nous vous remercions d'attendre qu'un citoyen ait terminé de poser sa question avant de vous lever pour venir poser votre question. Nous vous remercions de porter votre masque à partir du moment où vous vous levez jusqu'à votre retour à votre place après avoir posé vos questions. Nous débuterons avec les questions des personnes qui sont assises dans la salle. Et par la suite, nous procéderons avec les questions reçues avec le formulaire en ligne jusqu'à midi aujourd'hui. Question period. To ensure the smooth running of question period, please follow these guidelines. One person at a time at the microphone. Thank you for waiting for a citizen to finish asking their question before you get up to ask yours. Thank you for wearing your mask from the moment you get up until you have returned to your seat after having asked your questions. We will begin with the questions from people who are in the room and then proceed with the questions on the online forms received by noon today. I also want to mention that according to Bylaw 2712, at a special meeting, the questions of persons present must bear on items on the agenda. Alors, étant donné que c'est une séance extraordinaire, les questions du public présent en salle ne doivent porter que sur les sujets à l'ordre du jour.
Merci, Maître Thibault. Madame DeWitt.
Yes, Linda DeWitt from Pointe Claire. At tonight's meeting, we learned in a formal way that some details of the proposed purchase of the Y building, including that it will cost $9 million to start, and that the deal will run for 10 years. However, there's so much we don't know. We have no idea what kind of programs the Y will continue to offer. We have no idea how much floor space they'll occupy in the building or of the pricing. We have no idea what maintenance is needed on this building and upgrading and repairs of the building and how much this will cost. So there's so much that is unknown, and we are wondering, why is it rushed? Why is there a special meeting to pass this? Why can't more details be known? Citizens be allowed to have some input and see if it's going to be a good deal for Pointe Claire taxpayers or not, because right now, nobody in this room actually knows that.
Well, that will be explained when the item 20.01 comes up. We'll go into detail, more details about the whole purchase of the purchase offer for the building.
But this could have been made available to citizens beforehand, or it could be made available now, and then have people allowed to have some time to digest it. Why not? What's the rush? Why does it need to be passed? Why is there an extraordinary meeting in the middle of summer when so many people are on vacation?
We had mentioned last month, the last public meeting, that there'd be an extraordinary meeting concerning this topic tonight, because there was a process that took place. There was a process the YMCA had to follow with their members, and it was all dates and timelines that had to be met. And that's why tonight we're here tonight to discuss this possible purchase of the building. So
it can't be moved a few weeks into the future? For why? What reason?
It has been discussed, and you'll get the details in 2001. We've analyzed it. We've been spending time since December on it. Our services have done their jobs. We've had all the work has been done on it, and there's still some work in progress. But in order to move the file forward, we need to have a decision of council this evening.
So by the decision of council this meeting, that means that the $9 million is out the door to start.
We'll see how council votes on it when we come to that point.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Stefan Licari. Okay, $9 million. Guys, $9 million. That's a lot of money for Pointe Claire. So my question is, how, where, and when were you aware of this project and the details?
I think it was mentioned in the opening statements, the YMCA reached out to us in December, just before the vacation, before Christmas break, and we put a committee, some people together, to start negotiating and analyzing our needs and their needs. And then we are here now today, after all the steps have been taken, to make a decision.
Okay, no, I understand that. But here, you guys are going to vote on this $9 million. It's mostly, I'm concerned of the people voting. How aware have they have all? Do you have all the details you need to vote this $9 million commitment?
Absolutely, it's been all analyzed. The information.
My question was, when were you aware? The council.
It started way back in let's put it this way: in January, we had the authorization to meet with
at the YMCA. There's been many meetings, there have been presentations done to council, and there's been continuous information back and forth. It was presented to the YMCA board on Thursday, to their members, and then it was presented to us on Friday.
Okay, so on Friday, you guys had all the details for you to be able to vote, fully knowledgeable of everything, correct? Last Friday.
We had the information on Friday to discuss, the final information on Friday, so then the council had time to analyze it, and then we've met and we discussed it with our services and all the experts around the table to bring us up to speed on all the information.
Okay. That's not a lot of time for different councillor to go back to their constituents. Okay. So the money is coming from the reserves, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be long-term debt on this project?
No, it's going to come from the reserves that have been put away. And like I mentioned in my opening words, the reserves will be replenished with the surpluses from 2021.
Yes, but usually, and correct me, Mr. Wimmis, if I'm wrong, but long-term project and especially capital investment like this are being financed with long-term debt. Am I correct?
Was it?
Not necessary. If the city has the money to pay for it, they can't pay. The city can't pay cash. Long-term debt will be used when the money is not available.
Okay, but if we have money, like in the reserve, there's things that we won't do with that money. Like the $9 million, there are things we're not going to do. We have to select, and you being here, you're selecting to do this with $9 million and not do other things.
This was an opportunity that arose. It wasn't something that we went out looking for. It was a situation that came up. It was already in our strategic plan that we evaluated, that we had work to do at the Aquatic Center. People wanted the double gym. People wanted pickleball courts. People wanted a place to do yoga. There was stuff that we, over the last 2 years, we formed a committee, and we found out what people wanted and what we needed to do was upgrades towards existing facilities. And then in December, when this came up, we started analyzing it, and we started checking off the stuff that came out in the strategic plan, and it matched exactly 90% of what we needed. So the value of the transaction is a good investment. We're buying a building, we're buying equipment, we're buying turnkey operation for less than what we could do to adapt our existing facilities.
Yes.
So that's why that was part of the decision process.
I understand, and frankly, we're here to understand how good a deal is this for the citizen of Pointe Claire. And at this stage, we're learning about the project,
yeah.
So we cannot comment too much or criticize anything. We're just trying to find out, like you guys.
Yeah, it's fine.
And okay. And lastly, so do you think it could be postponed a bit later, this decision, or is there something really urgent in this matter that it couldn't be held at normal council next month? Or
there was timelines that the YMCA established and we had established, and that's why we started meeting in December, January, February, March, and that's why last month, so there were no surprises to anybody, that we called the meeting and we told everybody at last council meeting that on July 27th there'd be a special meeting, a possible special meeting, because had the YMCA not approved the transaction, they had to approve before we could approve it because it was their building. Had it not been approved, then the meeting would have been canceled. But we wanted to notify people as early as we could, which we did at the last council meeting. And we are now in the position, we've done our work. There's been people working on this file, services and experts working on this file for our own people for months now on end to get us all the information required to make our decision.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck voting this.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We will go to, sorry.
Nikki Fournier from Pointe Claire. Many of you know me by now. I'm the friend from Rivia.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm very concerned, once again, that a project like this, $9 million, has not been presented to citizens. Whenever I talk to people about whatever is happening in my beautiful city, we get ambushed by decisions like this. If you had known for a few months, why have the citizens not been advised of this?
The answer is easy. The YMCA, because of their structure, and they have members, and they have private financing, and people that find it had to be kept confidential. And on our side, too, it had to be kept confidential because it is a real estate transaction. And when you're negotiating a real estate transaction, you don't make everything public because then other players get involved, and then it can interfere with the process. So that's why it was done under confidentiality, and that's why we're here tonight the explaining the project and explaining to you what the city got if we go ahead with this project.
Well, I strongly recommend one more time that you do not rush this decision, which is really important. Yes, the Y is an important part of any community, but again, it's our tax dollars, and we know we have some projects coming that might cost a lot of money. So
Taken into consideration, and I think that the city has been a well-run city, and I think it's still a very well-run city, and we've had some of the biggest surpluses. We're fortunate to be in the position we're in to be able to do this transaction because of the surpluses in the last 2 years. So I think that that's what put us in this situation, and that's why we're sitting here today discussing it, because had we not been financially in the position or properly managed, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. But we're fortunate to be able to. This is all about offering a better service to our citizens at the end of the day. This is what people that asked us at the Aquatic Center in the arena area to expand the building, add a pool with a ramp for people with reduced mobility, build a gym, build a proper weight room because we don't have a big enough gym. So that facility is very restricted and would have cost a lot of money. And when this came up, this was already, we had already put money aside in our work going down the road, this was going to cost us less to buy this building to get everything we need than what was budgeted to repair the other building. So that's why, I mean, this decision wasn't taken lightly. The information was there, and the value of the asset is there to protect the investment. There's no doubt about it.
I'm not saying that the work wasn't done, but again, my point is the citizens are not being consulted again. We are not. It's like, you go ahead and make decisions for us. It's our tax money, and people are getting mad, and they're getting tired of this. Well, let us know what is happening. I'm not saying we're going to be against it, but once we know all the things, don't give us a few things you're going to do it later and say that's enough. Go and tell your people. We need to know. We need to be informed. We cannot be ambushed.
You're not being ambushed. We're here to make decisions on behalf of the citizens, right? We're here to make decisions on behalf of the citizens.
How many citizens then have been consulted on this?
But what I'm saying is you have elected officials to make decisions based on the citizens. I think we have proven we're financially responsible. We've made some great decisions. This is a great decision for the citizens of Pointe Claire. And this is coming from the, we've done our work. So I think that, I don't want to say, you have to trust. This is an amazing opportunity to offer the services that people have been asking us for at a price that the citizens of Pointe Claire will benefit from down the road. I promise you. I guarantee you that. There's no issue. And this decision wasn't taken lightly. Yes, you might think it moved ahead fast, but it was under confidentiality. It had to be negotiated, and we negotiated in the best interest of Pointe Claire citizens. That's what we did. I mean, there's no other reason to do this except for bona fide the service offered to our citizens and the quality of life to our citizens of all ages, because it touches the youth with the community center, to the people with reduced mobility, with the pool access, with the ramp, to the double gym that we can open up, have a community center. We can do all kinds of stuff there. It has everything that the citizens, since 2018, has been on the budget, in the budget to come up with these services. It's been budgeted since 2018 to adapt our existing facilities. So it's not a surprise. It's been in our strategic plan. And it happens to be the YMCA came up for sale, but it could have been an expansion to the Y, it could have been an expansion to the pool, it could have been whatever. It falls into the strategic plan.
Again, can you put it in the minutes somewhere that citizens should be consulted? Like Eric is my consultant or my counselor. I never heard anything from him about anything about the Y.
That's why you're here tonight, because it's been under confidentiality till tonight. It's been in the newspaper.
Then again, please give us some time.
It's been in the
Put
newspapers.
It to another meeting. Give us some time to digest this, to be able to support you in the right fashion, and then everybody will be happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Thomas, Point Claire.
Just a
note on the side, the details of this did not appear in the newspaper. None of the details, none of the details for this even appeared to the councillors until Friday. So it didn't appear in the newspaper. And as for sound fiscal management, just for the record, the sale of the Pioneer parking lot at way below market was not good financial management, and the huge penalty paid to buy the corner of Cartier and Lakeshore was not sound fiscal management either, from my perspective. But I'll get to the question on this current expenditure. At $9 million, this is going to be the city's single biggest real estate purchase in the last 4 years. A lot of details aren't clear, such as how much space will be available for city use, or whether Point Claire citizens will get free or reduced rate access to the facilities. So it's hard to say whether Point Claire is buying a community center or bailing out the YMCA. In either case, a decision as big as this, and as everybody's noticing, should have included public consultations so that citizens could give their opinion on how their money is being spent. Citizens have often called for another community center or athletic facility, and for $9 million, we could have either bought or built one. Our planning documents suggest going multi-level with underground parking next to the arena in the geographic center of our city, most accessible to the largest number of our citizens. If consulted, residents might have opposed going on Brunswick because it borders DDO and will only be accessible for the owners of nearby condos built as part of the planned downtown of the West Island. Either way, this was a decision kept secret to the point where the YMCA took down the video of its meeting approving the deal when people started commenting on it, and members of City Council apparently only received details last Friday. If your own councillors didn't find out until 4 days before they were expected to rubber stamp this decision, where does that leave the average citizen? You said 4 years ago that you wanted to put citizens first and involve them in major decisions. Why wasn't that done in this instance?
Well, Mr. Thomas, there's a lot of things there. First of all, as far as the building on the lot at the aquatic center and going underground, the cost of that would be somewhere between, because we evaluated that, you're talking between $24 and $28 million to upgrade an existing facility without any surprises, because it's an old facility and there'd be all kinds of work and it would take years and years to do the work. We're buying all this stuff that you're asking for $9 million with all the equipment, turnkey operation. The building itself is evaluated on the City of Pointe Claire books, or City of Montreal valuation, I think it's $7.2 or $7.8 million. We're buying it for $9 million with everything inside it. And the valuation, as you are well aware, is always less than what people, than the real value. So that was one of the big decisions. We had between $24 and $28 million to upgrade center at the Civic Center. So at $9 million, there was money, even with the repairs or the upgrades that we want to do over the years. We're saying we want to change a few things. It could be between now and 10 years. We're in no hurry. But we've got to analyze that, and it still comes out win-win situation. So that, I think that answers that question. So
well, that's win-win in your opinion, Mr. Mayor. But the citizens, had they been asked, might not have thought it was a win-win. They might have said, hey, Dollard citizens are going to use it more than us, or condo dwellers might use it more than us, or people in Point Claire South may not be able to get all the way up there, and they might have preferred a phys ed center in near City Hall. It might have been, they might have chosen that, Mr.
How
Mayor.
About the people
but they living? Never, they were never asked.
How about
so
the
you may be right, but you don't know you're right.
How about the people living in Point Claire North behind Fairview that have had no services there for years, and they have to come south. This way, now we're spreading it apart. We're offering services to those citizens.
Why not put it in the middle?
In Point Claire North, and we're going to open up a service center, a possible service center there to service those citizens too. So that's what makes the location very, very interesting, because it will alleviate parking down the Civic Center and it will split up the clientele between two different places now. And that was one of the deciding points about this. Plus, there is no land to buy up and start building brand new buildings. And we've protected the green space.
You go up multi-level.
We protected City Hall. $28 million, Mr. Thomas.
You don't have to buy land. You already have the land.
$28 million without the parking. To go up multi-level.
And maybe the citizens would have liked that, Mr. Mayor.
Well, maybe, but we decided as a council that this was an opportunity.
You haven't decided yet, I don't think. Anyway. Apparently, you just said we decided. I'm not sure if you've decided or you are deciding.
Thank you,
Mr. Mayor. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, may I? Mr. Thomas, I just have a question for you, please. On your travels and walks around the Hermitage development up where I'm from, I would just like to know the reaction you've been getting from the citizens as to moving ahead with this project.
They, like the rest of Pointe Claire, don't know enough about this project to give reactions.
They are fully aware of it. I'm talking to people every day I live there.
I'm talking to don't seem to know much about it. And
okay,
Mr. Councillor, I'd be allowed to respond, please, Mr. Mayor. I think it's a two-way thing here. I'm a citizen. Do citizens come first, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I'd ask.
Okay,
you to
I was asked a question. I'd like to respond to some of the things that were said. Thank you. From what I can tell, and I've canvassed around the city, not just your particular area, and you probably know more people in your particular area, but if you survey the rest of the city, and all these people in here tonight, they'll tell you they don't know enough about this, and most of us have no clue about the details of this decision. And I bet dollar for dollar that your citizens don't know the details of this decision because you only found out about them on Friday.
Thank you. And I'm going to tell you, the council was well aware of most of the details by a presentation in the month of May. So thank you. We're going to move on. Thank you.
Daniel Monti, Pointe Claire. Moi, j'ai une question. Depuis tantôt, vous dites vous avez acheté ça à 9 millions. C'est peut-être une maudite bonne achat, j'ai pas de problème avec ça. Mais vous dites vous avez acheté ça à 9 millions clé en main. Ça veut dire que là, demain matin, tu pars toute marche, tu n'as pas une scène à mettre dedans. C'est ça, clé en main, là.
Mais les clés en
main. Non, mais là, vous l'avez dit 20 fois à peu près.
Fait que là, oui, j'ai dit, je vais dire une autre
là,
fois.
Là, je vais vous poser mon autre question avant de te répondre. Quand est-ce que la piscine marche? Depuis combien de temps que la piscine est arrêtée dans cet endroit-là? Ça fait 2 ans quasiment qu'elle est fermée. C'est certain qu'ils ont vidé la piscine. Il n'y a pas un filtreur qui a marché. Ici, ça va être sec. Ça va coûter beaucoup d'argent juste pour partir ça. Mais vous dites, on l'a eu clé en main à 9 millions.
Monsieur Montpetit, comme vous savez, et toujours, oui, vous avez raison, on est au courant de qu'est-ce qu'on a besoin de faire.
Mais arrêtez de dire clé en main d'abord, mais, s'il vous plaît. Non, mais...
Tout l'équipement est là, toutes les machineries est là. Oui, ça va prendre une couche de peinture sur le piscine. Oui, il va y avoir peut-être les... Oui, ça va
donc,
prendre un peu de
doublage.
Ça, c'est pas clé en main.
OK. Mon autre question, c'est, on demande aux citoyens... pour accepter le projet, d'en parler avant, tout le monde parle. Ça, c'est pareil que m'aller s'acheter un char demain matin. Je n'irai pas acheter un char si tu me dis de l'acheter parce que je veux l'avoir de même. Il faut que je sache ce que je vais acheter. C'est la même chose pour les citoyens. On ne sait pas ce qu'on achète. On sait ce que vous achetez, mais pas nous, là.
Non, mais...
Ça ne peut pas être clé en main, ça. Je m'excuse, là.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Excuse-moi pour mon français. Clé en main, excuse-moi. OK. On va aller à pointe...
Mr. Mayor.
On l'avait dit en anglais plusieurs fois aussi, là.
On va prendre
des questions en ligne. OK, no more questions. On va aller...
Mr. Mayor?
Et question online.
Oui. OK, question. These are questions that were read, that were written into us.
La question numéro 1 de Mme Geneviève Lussier. Question 1, pour le point 2001, aucun montant ni les détails ont été publiés dans l'agenda par rapport à l'achat du bâtiment YMCA. Quel est ce montant et quelle garantie mettez-vous dans le contrat d'achat ou le bail pour assurer que les résidents de Pointe-Claire et des communautés avoisinantes pourront bénéficier des services du YMCA pendant plusieurs décennies encore? Question 2, par l'achat de ce terrain, Pointe-Claire démontre son intérêt d'obtenir et de protéger des terrains sur son territoire à ses frais, même si cela nous coûte possiblement plusieurs millions de dollars. La ville sera-t-elle ouverte à acheter d'autres espaces importants qui ont prouvé leur valeur à leur communauté?
Merci pour votre question, Mme Lustier. Comme mentionné au début de la séance, il s'agit d'une transaction de 9 millions, incluant tout l'équipement qui apparaît au YMCA. Si la pointe est approuvée ce soir, le bâtiment du YMCA devra municipal et des espaces seront loués au YMCA pour leur permettre de maintenir le programme communautaire aussi que la partie de leur programmation d'activité physique. Il est convenu avec le YMCA d'une entente de partenariat de 10 ans. L'objectif commun de la ville et de la YMCA est de maintenir la vocation communautaire et sportive de l'immeuble. La ville souhaite offrir une programmation de sport, de loisirs et de développement communautaire à celle de la YMCA. L'offre de service sera offerte aux résidences et non-résidences. Concernant votre deuxième question, la ville est ouverte aux occasions d'achat des terrains au bénéfice de la communauté dans le respect de la capacité des pays et des contribuables. C'est pour ça que nous avons fait acquisition de l'année dernière les espaces verts de l'intersection du chemin Bourdelac et Avenue Cartier. Merci pour votre question.
Question from Patricia Boyer. Question one. Why was the price of $9 million not mentioned on the agenda for the special July 27 meeting? And should this large real estate investment from the city not be publicly presented to the taxpayers with public consultations? Question two, how will the partnership actually work for the public who want to use these facilities but are not Y members? And is there a guarantee from the city of Pointe-Claire that the YMCA building will not be demolished in the future and new condos be built?
So the response to your first question, well, thank you for the notes. It is not necessary to put all the details on the agenda. We're restricted what we can put on the agenda, but it will be explained in the point, the 20.01. And your points will be passed on to our services to try to improve what they can go on the agenda. And as far as the real estate transaction and why wasn't it made publicly, it was a real estate transaction. You keep something when you're negotiating for a better price. You don't want everybody involved, and you keep some certain things confidential. But at the end of the day, it was part of our strategic plan, and that's why we moved forward with it. As far as your second question goes, the partnership, the whole idea is to give access to everybody in Pointe Claire, non-residents, residents, members of the Y, non-members of the Y, at the rates that are affordable at the Pointe Claire people. So it will be, we are going to be the major user of the facility, and the YMCA will be using a part of it. We'll be filling up all the other parts, and those are little details that still have to be worked out, but it's going to be a joint venture with us controlling the situation. Thank you.
Question from Sheila Larson. Question one, I want to begin by thanking the City Council for its concern for and collaboration with the YMCA that has led to the partnership agreement that is hopefully being approved this evening. As a volunteer since 1979 with the West Island YMCA and a staff member for 23 of those years, I am thrilled and grateful for the visionary cooperation that resulted in this partnership. It turned a tragic situation into what I know will be a benefit to the YMCA, to the city of Pointe Claire and its residents, and to the wise community programs and services for the entire West Island. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Larson. Our common goal for both the city and the YMCA is to maintain the site's community and sports vocation. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your commitment to the West Island YMCA for over 40 years.
Question from Tony Vriniotis. Good evening, Mayor Belvedere and members of council. As a member of the YMCA, I was very happy to hear of our city's potential partnership with them. The YMCA is a great community center and caters to people of all ages. The only drawback to this wonderful place is parking. There is not enough of it. The parking lot attached to the building gets full in a minute. Most of us park behind the building, sometimes all the way down in front of the Nature Pet Center. The walk is not as much of an issue in the summer as it is in the winter, but it's a trek, especially for our seniors. In addition, one is having to navigate various trucks, as in delivery, garbage, and snow removal trucks in the winter. Have you taken this issue into consideration? And if so, how are you planning to address it? Thank you for taking my question.
Well, thank you for your question. We are indeed aware of the situation, and our teams will explore various possible options in the coming weeks and months regarding parking. There are already agreements in place with the Windsor Salt Building in the back and other buildings in the existing area already, which we will maintain and offer the same thing. And we had already evaluated the parking there a couple of years back when the YMCA had asked us to come over to see if there was a way with some of our experts from engineering, and there are ways of improving the parking definitely on site. So it will all be looked at in the future. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? John? Yes. It's Eric, right here. Yes. I was just cited directly. I'd just like to respond to the citizen who mentioned my name. Is that appropriate?
Go ahead.
Ms. Fournier, just since day one, I'm sorry I didn't call you. I didn't know I should have. But every citizen who has reached out to me since the beginning of this, and especially since Friday, I've met with many of them. I've given them as much information as I can. So next time, just reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to sit with you, as I've always done and as I always will do in the future.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go to the agenda, please. 10.01.
Autoriser la modification du règlement PC 2929 afin de se prévaloir de l'article 544 de la loi sur les cités et villes et d'y préciser les fins du règlement. Alors, afin de compléter son analyse du règlement d'emprunt, le ministère des Affaires municipales nous demande de le corriger afin d'y faire mention de l'article de loi, l'article 544, qui précise que la Ville se prévaut du pouvoir d'adopter ce type de règlement, un règlement dit parapluie, pour des dépenses en immobilisation. Aussi, dans ce règlement, nous modifions l'article 1 à la demande du ministère des Affaires municipales pour y ajouter des détails des dépenses prévues.
Thank you. And 10.02.
Authorize the modification of bylaw PC 2930 in order to invoke section 544 of the Cities and Towns Act. This is the same addition as the previous bylaw with respect to the reference to the section of the act that states that the city has the authority to pass this type of umbrella bylaw for capital expenditures. No other changes are made to this bylaw.
Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, for 10.01 and 10.02?
Brent Cowan, District 8. I move to make the necessary authorizations to modify the bylaws at 10.01 and 10.02.
Thank you. Second by?
Seconded by Cynthia Holman, District 5.
Any objections? Thank you. Adopted unanimously.
Je peux répondre à M. Ducarry. C'est le règlement d'emprunt, celui-là, et on peut le modifier uniquement par résolution. Il y a certains règlements comme ces deux-là, on adopte simplement une résolution. Ce n'est pas comme un règlement qu'on modifie par un autre règlement, comme la plupart de nos règlements ont fait. Mais ceux-là sont spécialement prévus. Une simple résolution peut le modifier.
Merci. Point 20.01.
Il s'agit d'autoriser l'achat de l'immeuble ici au 230 boulevard Brunswick à Pointe-Claire, d'autoriser l'entente de partenariat à intervenir entre la ville de Pointe-Claire et le YMCA de l'ouest de l'île et modifier l'affectation de la réserve financière 03-920-21-027 afin de pourvoir à l'acquisition du bâtiment ici au 230 boulevard Brunswick. Je ne reprendrai pas tous les détails que M. le maire a donné au début, mais je préciserai ceci. L'achat s'est fait de 9 millions comptant qui va être payable au moment de la transaction avec aucune autre dette ou aucune conséquence financière ou des crédits résiduels par rapport à ça. Le bâtiment est en excellente condition, a été bien entretenu et a fait l'objet de vérifications en profondeur par des experts et par nos propres employés. Les installations sont adéquates pour nos besoins. Tout l'ensemble de ce qui figure, qui était inclus actuellement dans l'immeuble, tous les équipements, tout l'ameublement, tout ce qu'on a des équipements sportifs, tout ce qui est dans l'immeuble actuellement a été inclus dans la transaction et est également en excellente condition, à l'exception de 7 machines qui sont en lease avec une compagnie, mais le contrat de lease va nous être transféré. On aura le choix ou non d'y donner suite. La transaction comprend un terrain de 66 000 pieds carrés, un bâtiment de 66 000 pieds carrés et un terrain de 93 000 pieds carrés. Le YMCA va occuper à l'avenir 7 % de l'immeuble seulement pour continuer certaines de ses activités communautaires et certaines activités sportives. Il va payer un loyer en conséquence à la municipalité pour l'ensemble de l'opération. Et l'échéancier de cette transaction est conséquent au calendrier qui nous a été imposé pour le YMCA. À leurs besoins, ils étaient dans une situation où ça devait se faire le plus rapidement possible.
Merci beaucoup. Okay, so I need a mover and a seconder
for 2001.
Eric Stork, District 7.
Seconded by
Pat Bissonnette, District 2.
Any objections?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I will vote against this item. It's not necessarily that I disagree with it. I just don't feel I'm comfortable that I've had enough time to study the issues since receiving the final details on Friday. I have, as many will know, I've been writing a series of articles in the Pointe-Claire Journal about gouvernement de proximité. It makes me a really proud Quebecer to have studied the framework for making municipal government decisions that require major decisions to be put forward to give the public ample opportunity to intervene and to make their thoughts known. I think this decision represents a significant alteration to our planning program and the understood ways we were going to deliver culture and recreation services. What we're going to may be better. It may be a grand opportunity, but I think that the reason given about confidentiality for real estate deal, I don't find that satisfactory. I think that real estate deal, the confidentiality requirement of that real estate deal was established by, as far as I can tell, by the YMCA. I think that could have been modified if the concept.
Okay, enough, Mr. Cohen, please.
If the concept of gouvernement de proximité was given due weight. So for that reason, I will vote against item 2001.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Please note that Mr. Cohen voted against it, but please also note that we have met on several occasions since the transaction was put into place, and there was a presentation made to all the council with all the details except for some final scheduling, but the price and stuff had been revealed to the council going back at the beginning of May.
That debate, Mr. Mayor, will be carry on in public.
Thank you. Now we'll go to point 30.01.
31, that's two.
There's a proper valuation done, yes. By evaluation company, yes. Which came up much higher than what we're paying for the building. They used theirs, we used ours. There were two evaluations done. Both of them are higher than what we paid without. All right. Thank you. 30.01, please.
30.01 and 30.02. Mr. Mayor, for 30.01 is to reject the bids received from the framework of the call for tenders launched for the conception of a reading garden. The prices we received were almost 30% higher than expected, so we'll go back and call for tender. And 30.02, reject the bids received within the framework of the call for tender launches for the supply of cleaning and pumping services at catch basins. We have a problem with the submission. With the tenders we receive, and we have to get back for new tenders.
Thank you. Can I have a mover and seconder for 30.01 and 30.02, please?
I move to reject the bids for the reading garden and for the catch basin cleaning and pumping services.
Second by?
Kelly Thorsted Cullen also rejects 30.01 and 30.02.
Any objections? Thank you. Adopt unanimously. Over 30.03, please.
Approuver des modifications au contrat intervenu avec réhabilitation du O Inc. pour la réfection de la chaussée de l'avenue Greystone à l'ouest de l'avenue Hermitage pour un montant total de 3 420,51. Malgré le titre, le montant 3 420,51 est un extra pour des travaux de peinture et d'aménagement des signalisations qui ont été faits au coin de Hymas et l'avenue Delmar, mais par l'entrepreneur qui faisait les mêmes travaux similaires sur le contrat initial sur Greystone.
Thank you. Can I have a mover and seconder for 30.03?
I move to approve 30.03. Dave Webb, District 6.
Thank you. Second by?
Seconded by Cynthia Holman, District 5.
Thank you. Any objections? Adopt unanimously. Thank you. Human Resources 50.01.
Approuver la liste des changements au personnel par décision non déléguée au 27 juillet 2021, telle que signée par M. Robert Wimes, Directeur Général.
Can I have a mover and a seconder, please?
Eric Stork, District 7.
And second by?
Brent Cowan, District 8.
Thank you. Any objections? Thank you. Adopt unanimously. 70 closure. Can I have a mover and seconder, please?
Tara Stainforth, I move for closure.
Second by?
Seconded by Cynthia Holman.
Any objections? No. Thank you. Have a good evening.